My name is Kristen Diefenbach. I'm an assistant professor of athletic coaching education at West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia. I have a background in exercise science and sports psychology. I got my PhD in those fields from the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and I have a master's in physical education and sports psychology. I have been working with coaches and athletes for about 10 years now, and I have been a coach myself with youth through elite-level athletes for about 16 years. I've worked with USA Cycling and USA Water Polo and other NGBs with athlete education and coach education, and I'm currently on the advisory board for USA Cycling Coaching Education. I currently teach undergrad and graduate coaches who are studying coaching education here at West Virginia University. The philosophy and ethics are something that are often talked about by coaches, not necessarily in those terms, but the ideas and the concepts that come along with it and the problems they run into. But it's a very hard area to study and learn about because it's kind of abstract and there's a lot of trouble with figuring out what to do in situations. I really liked the American Coaching Academy's Coaching Principles and Ethics course, as I'm always looking for ways to take the applied and practical approach to things when I'm teaching my students. I found their online program to be to really provide all of the key elements and points to a real athlete-centered philosophy of coaching, one that really looks at how do we improve people and their experience along the way to peak and excellent performance, and finding that that really is the key. I enjoyed the interactive approach, and I felt that it was really relevant to actual coaching experiences, something that coaches would find very, very useful in their day-to-day workings with not only athletes, but also the administrators, parents, officials, and all the other things that go along in the coaching job. I found that the feedback that was provided throughout the program was really encouraging and informative, and actually made it a lot of fun to take the program to wait to see what was going to come up next, and I really enjoyed that aspect of it. The toolbox that the program provides has some excellent resources as well. And for coaches who already have an athlete-centered philosophy, I felt that this program would provide the kind of reinforcement for their ideas and their viewpoint that maybe they aren't always getting from their community and our current win-at-all-cost type of culture, and would really reinforce the great work that they're doing and the great approach that they have to working with their athletes. And so I thought it would be really useful from that sense. For coaches who weren't sure about the program, what they could get from it or how it might be helpful to them, I thought that the program would definitely be worth their time. At the very least, it would be a great way, a great opportunity to look and see if what you do as a person and what you feel and what you think really matches up with your actions and how you do things, and I think that's always a great gut check for anybody. And at the very best, it's going to provide you with different ways to look at things and different approaches and different ideas and different tools or resources for becoming an excellent coach and really excelling in your job today. So overall, I would really recommend the coaching philosophy and ethics course as an excellent investment in your coaching time.